Matt and Words, Two Door Cinema Club, of course, with Sun on Wanted Radio, kicking off the programme, inspired by a very recent artistic experience right here in this borough. Now, people of Wandsworth, just stop for a moment and think about the most poetic and romantic thing that you can think about in this borough that might inspire you to think of a song, or, you know, feel so passionately about a piece of music that you want to play it on the radio. Florina Cormack-Lloyd, newsreader extraordinaire, is here in the studio with me. Hi.
Good evening.
Anything spring to mind when I kind of give you a description like that? You know, maybe walking along the bank of the Thames,
yeah, maybe
through
Battersea Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, same sort of vibe we're thinking.
Anything like that that you can think of in Wandsworth that's, you know, you find really inspirational, and just when it comes to that kind of, you know, thinking of music or thinking of a song?
Well, the problem is you've already told me where you heard it, so now all I can think about in my head is that specific thing.
Well, think of another example of something along those lines, you know?
Of what, wandering around Battersea Park vibe?
Yeah, like a kind of really artistic, romantic
vibe. What, around Wandsworth?
Yeah. Is that the only thing you've got? Battersea Park?
Well, we said it at the same time.
That song choice came to me because I heard it in McDonald's Ballam. As inspirational and artistic as a moment in Battersea Park, perhaps.
I don't think I've ever been to McDonald's at Ballam.
It was a former Spawn. Oh, here we go. Rudd's here.
Hello.
Nice you've turned up. It was a former sponsor of Wandsworth Radio.
Was it?
Behind the scene, folks.
Wow. Kai did a little voicer for an advert
for
it.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Because the one in Clapham, on Clapham High Street, is having some refurbs at the moment.
Is it?
Which is not what you want, you know, at 3 a.m. On a Saturday night.
No.
You know, it's got the big metal gates out the front.
Mate, I went in there after a night in Infernos, and it was hell on earth. Like, the whole of Infernos
it's
was in
so
there.
It's so rammed.
It's literally unusable. Like animals at a watering hole, is that what saying?
Yeah, it was. And I was like, get out of my way, I want a veggie burger and chips. Like, literally, don't touch me.
I'm sure that worked.
It didn't work. I got a table, though. I was very surprised.
Ooh, you eat in?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I always eat in.
Okay.
I don't know what that means. Welcome to the show, everyone! Longest opening link ever. 8 minutes past eight. It's Wandsworth Radio. Rob Wong here, live and air over Rudd, as always. Hi.
Hello.
And Florina Cormack-Lloyd returns from the land of Cuba.
I do. Hello. I am back.
You promised me a cigar?
Next week.
You're going to bring me a cigar next
week? I've got one.
We are going to light up during the show. It's going to be like old school broadcasting.
I can already hear Jason writing an email.
Well, station manager's on holiday. Rob Wong will play.
There we go.
So how was it? How was Cuba? Tell us about it.
Amazing. Very, very good. Highly recommend a visit if you're into that kind of thing.
Who's not into it? And stuff.
Like a Caribbean island. Stepping back in time. Old cars, old buildings.
Yeah, because it's all very 50s, isn't it?
It is all very 50s, yeah. Communists, you know, it's very interesting.
If you're into that. Are we allowed to say that word with the general election?
Communism? Yeah, I guess we can say
allowed
it.
To say that.
I apologise.
Should we mention fascism to balance it out? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, they're not really the...
Anyway,
moving on.
Swiftly moving on. Coming up on today's show... we are going to be talking about the rare occasions when luck is in your favour.
Oh, God.
This has happened to me.
Oh, no.
Very
I've got
rare.
Many stories here.
But I think just like the theme of the show is small victories. Small victories or when luck is in your favour. So if you've got anything along those lines, let's share our anecdotes. Let's exchange bands. Tweet in at Wandsworth Radio. If you've got any anything along those lines. Also, we've got some Dua Lipa later on. And we'll be playing some lo-fi music towards the end of the show.
Ooh, nice.
As we do. This is a new thing,
lo-fi.
Florina. Welcome back to the show. It's all changed here.
Please don't tell me you've got rid of Has It Aged Well.
Has It Aged Well is coming up next.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say that happened last time.
That's going nowhere.
Yeah, I got rid of Has It Aged Well once and...
For South London Grammar. We all remember it, Rob.
Oh, God.
Why is... I thought I had a real moment of inspiration when I came up with South London Grammar. I was like, the spark ignited. I was like, I've been doing Has It Aged Well for over a year. The people are ready for something new. And then South London Grammar came in. I was like, oh my gosh. You know, engaging the audience, playing some music. It's perfect.
And how did it go, Rob?
I did it once, and Asia V literally kicked the door down and was like, never do this again.
So, oh, that was so funny.
Like, okay, please. Where's she now?
Not doing a show on 1-2-3
yet? Exactly.
Of choose her choice, side. Obviously.
I orchestrated it.
Oh, God.
Got her booted. Wandsworth Radio. Let's do Has It Aged Well? It's another pop banger for Has It Aged Well this week.
Oh, God, no, not this one.
I am obsessed with this song at the moment. Absolutely obsessed. It's an old one.
Oh, yes, though.
But it's a good one.
You and Lucy were playing it the other day in your house.
Oh, and I lost it at how good it is.
The thing is, so he's not just like this on the radio. He's like this at home, just him and his flatmate just listening to this next song.
To like pop music. Like, we really like pop music.
Yeah.
Really like pop music. It's by a band called The Wanted.
Oh, God.
We all remember The Wanted.
I think the fun one that, like, turns into a bit of a dance tune.
It's Glad You Came.
Yes.
Yes! Oh, and it's just such a ridiculous song. How do they get away with it?
Yeah, it's pretty silly.
It's literally called Glad You Came. No one questions it.
It's fine. This show is PG-13. I don't know what you're talking about.
Glad. It's just so weird. Anyway, it's this week's Has It Aged Well. It's literally called Glad You Came.
Yep.
It's so good.
PG-13, Rob.
So, we're going to play it in full, and you guys have to decide whether it sounds good or not. You can get involved by going onto Twitter and...
searching at Wandsworth Radio.
And then get on poll. This week's choices. I came to hear this. Why are you laughing? Why are you laughing, bud? Bud, why are you laughing?
That's I'm not laughing, dude.
Just saying, the options are I came to hear this.
Okay.
Why are you laughing? It's literally called Glad You Came. Or Glad I Tuned Out.
Oh, yeah.
There are your two options.
I'm voting for this one there, mate.
Come on, Florina, don't act like you're too mature for this.
I'm not.
You're acting all high and mighty, like the silly boys giggling in the corner at the
I'm
double
I'm a newsreader, actually, so I take life very seriously.
So here we go. We're gonna hear it in full. Head over to Twitter. I've just opened the poll. And you can...
immediately voting whichever one is bad.
You can go and vote as to whether you came to hear songs like this or not. So here it is, The Wanted, and Glad You Came.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came.
How did they get away with it?
It's fine, dude. It's a nice PG-13 family song. What are we talking about next,
the
Robert?
The sun goes down, the stars come out.
Yeah, they're just having a romantic date. He's glad that she came along.
A romantic night time.
Yeah. They're probably on like some nice resort in Spain.
Yes. On the sunbed.
Oh, God.
How did that... How? It's... The fact that they did that and that it was so blatant... Like, I just can't get over how good it is.
I mean, it's pretty terrible, if we're honest.
Like, I think I realised at the time that it was a double entendre. But it's not until now, like, 5 years later, however long it's been, that I've realised just how good it is. Like, just how blatant it is. It's so good.
Okay.
It's one of the finest pop songs ever, because, right...
I mean, that is absolutely not true.
It's got an incredible beat to it. The instrumental is incredible.
It's kind of just the same beat as anything else.
It's my favourite beat. That's why I love everything.
that's like every song, dude.
The vocals are so incredibly middle of the road and just so standard pop. Like, it's nailed on the head. For, like, just crap pop vocals. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. Absolutely spot on. And then the lyrics are just so simple. But the hidden meaning...
I mean, it's what you say, hidden.
But it's just so blatant, and it's they just there's no apology for it.
You know how we talk about how our show isn't long enough?
It's so good. Like, I'm genuinely, I listened to it earlier, just to like listen ahead for it for the show, and I genuinely had
practice
a moment.
Run.
I had genuinely had a moment listening to it. Like, someone saw me at work listening to it, and I was just sat there like with my hands over my face, and they were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, have you heard this song recently? Like, I've only just realised how good it is. Someone genuinely was concerned for me.
I think you have thought about this a lot more than anyone has ever thought about anything. Like, just in general.
So good. That was this week's Has It Aged Well? The Wanted's Glad You Came. You can go.
We'll see you next week. It's now 9 o'clock.
So good. You can go to Wanted Radio Twitter and vote now as to whether you came to hear songs like that or
we better get votes not. For how long he's spoken about it.
Oh, I don't think I've ever felt so passionately about a piece of music. Like, I really like music, but okay. I think this is the one song that I really caught up on.
Really?
Florina, you give me a sideways look.
Well, I think you're getting a little carried away in the moment here, Rob.
Yeah.
No, I've thought about this for a few days now. I'm pretty convinced.
Okay. We'll humour you.
Yeah. Don't humour me.
Yes, it's a very good song.
If anyone wants to marry me in the future, they better damn be prepared to have that as the first dance. And you know it's going to be the best time. The best time! So yeah, head over to Wanted Radio and vote on that. I don't think I can talk about it anymore because
you literally can't. I mean, I think you've already said as many words as can be said about it.
I can't go on anymore. That's, I mean, everyone just stop writing music now. There's just no point in going on. Right, still to come, we're going to play some Katy Perry, that new one, Bon Appetit.
We're going to talk about Glad You Came by The Wanted a little bit more. Then we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to play talk about The Wanted a little bit more.
That's probably it for the rest of the show. Let's talk about good fortune and good luck, which very rarely happens.
Well, it happens very often to me, actually.
Does it?
I'm the luckiest human alive.
Are you? You're always losing stuff. Oh, but you always get it back.
I always get it back.
You lose your phone thrice a day.
I've lost my iPhone that... Well, my old one. I lost it seven times, and it found its way back to me every single time.
Seven times, it's
on
incredible.
The tube,
seven?
On the tube, in clubs, just around London, just...
And you've just splashed out a new phone?
No, like, it's... I found the phone.
Oh, so this one's just
I've
recently come back.
I've lost it six times.
It's not bought seven new phones.
No, it's not just recently
time.
Come back, I just mean in general.
Oh.
I mean, I
Flo
got
Mac,
it back.
Have you had any good luck recently?
No.
Oh.
Well, I...
God, you're right.
Sorry. Maybe like when I'm running late for work, which is pretty much every day.
Oh, I know the feels.
This morning, I had green light after green light right the way from Clapham to St Paul's. That's quite impressive.
That never happens. I used to do that ride.
Yeah. There's a lot of traffic lights that can really add on those minutes to your bike ride in the morning.
That's freaky.
So that was quite good luck this morning, I suppose.
Good work. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
25 to 9. 25 minutes left of the programme before... who's on it?
Nostalgia Nights.
Then it's Carl, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Nostalgia Nights with Will and Jack are up at 9, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Florina Cormack-Lloyd owes Carl an apology for ruining his evening.
I'm sorry, but it's also, you know, just... I didn't know, did I? I was just updating on the sports.
You spoiled the Chelsea game for all our listeners who might be listening...
For a match of the day.
Yeah.
And I'm very sorry. So in advance, I'm just not going to say anything about sport now.
I mean, is that...
just not the score.
Yeah, but then what do you say? You can't talk about the match and not say the score.
I don't know anything about football.
This is a weird music we've got going on.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
This is like aliens.
This is the new wave Rob Wong show. You've been away for a long time. We're going to end the show with some lo-fi music and you're going to lose your mind. Take things to the next level now.
Okay.
We were only on one level before, and now we go to the next, you know? we were talking about fortunate events and good luck, which very rarely happens. I was in Bournemouth over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting my train back to London. And I got a lift with someone who has a child. And I didn't take into account how much effort it is to get a child into a car and strap in the appropriate seats. And
yeah, it's a lot.
Get it all ready. So like, I knew roughly how long it took to drive to the train station, but I didn't take into account the strapping in of a small person.
So were you late for the train?
So basically, I got to the train station 1 minute after the train was set to depart. So close. I ran in, and the train was on the platform, and it was being held at the platform for 5 minutes.
That is the dream.
Oh, I had 3 minutes to spare. Otherwise, I would have had to sit there for an hour.
Congratulations, Rob.
And it made my life.
Your life?
That made,
wow.
That and The Wanted's Glad You Came. The two. They
is
are,
that the best thing that's ever happened to you?
I think at this point, yeah. So that's as good as it gets.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah, that's it. I've peaked. And that bed has also peaked.
How well timed.
It's over. Should we try this cloud game that you've got going on?
Oh yeah,
let's give this a go. Oh, on another side note, before okay. we move on, The Wanted's Glad You Came. At the moment in the polls, it's How Has It Aged Well. If you want to go to Twitter and vote on whether it still sounds good or not, so far 67% are saying glad that they tuned out.
Sounds
what?
About right.
Only 33% of people came to hear it.
How many people have voted though?
A lot. Like, a lot. A lot of people have registered.
Honestly,
it.
So many.
Honestly, six. on Friday, I do a show on Friday called Friday Night Larks, and we had a very serious interview with some musicians who are currently doing a show in Battersea Library called Turmoil. They're doing it. It's kind of like a musical kind of improvisation okay. theatre type thing.
Is it just two of them?
No, there's a whole crew of them. Oh. But we had two of them in the studio. And obviously, Chris, who co-presents Friday Night Larks with me, he does a lot of Arts Watch types things, and he yeah. likes his arty interviews. So he did this very serious, like, what does it mean to perform in a local venue like Battersea Library kind of thing. And then when we were off air, basically one of the musicians we had in was an accordion player.
Oh, yeah.
And I stuck The Wanted's Glad You Came on and said, can you play this song on the accordion for me? And she was like, I've never heard this before. And I was like, firstly, how have you never heard this? Like, it's the best song ever.
It's a pop banger.
But also, can you play it by ear? So this is her attempt at off-air playing The Wanted's Glad You Came for me on the accordion live. Wow. And it made my day.
That's amazing.
That's really impressive.
That made my day. Yeah. There you go.
That was amazing.
She went and did it. Pulled it off.
That is impressive.
I was mad impressed. There you go. That happened. If you want to listen back to Friday Night Larks, then you can do on the Wanted Radio Mixcloud. Let's do this cloud thing then, Rudd. How do I do this?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so...
People can do it at home as well.
There's this website called Every Noise at Once.
Every Noise at Once.
Yeah, and basically it's like a word cloud, but of music. So, look, come around here. Basically,
yeah.
It's a big map.
So have a look at home. Do this at home. Go to everynoise.com. Rudd showed me this and it amazed me. So here is every genre of music, pretty much. There's some that...
And it's all kind of clumped together in this, like, towards each other's genres. And then all these tiny, tiny little subgenres. Look, like, we've got reggae rock and neo-soul and Spanish noise pop. Like, loads of weird stuff. And what you can do is you can...
Trap Latino.
Yeah.
Yes.
You can, and then you can scan through it and it'll just, like, play some... So let's give it a go.
So if I hit scan, it will go to a random...
Irish rock.
So this is Irish rock.
And then it'll scan to the next one. Indie psych rock.
On mic, please, hun. Yeah, I can't hear you.
You can hover over
they
it.
They tell you what artist it is, or yeah. do they just... Ooh,
oh, lo-fi, look.
Lo-fi music. Oh, this is Pavement, cut your hair.
Israeli rock.
I like this.
UK drill.
Want to be careful with drill.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought what we could do is we could just scan through it, go through five genres. Yep. Whatever the fifth one is, we play a song from that genre. Just see what it's like. Just get a random.
Well, I mean, this is running now, so should we just leave it running until it picks one?
Yeah. So let's let it. Let's get five more.
Okay. Alternative metal.
Three more.
Italian prog rock.
So this, whatever this next one is.
Next one. German CCM.
I have no idea what that is.
What does CCM mean?
No idea.
I do not know. Should we let it go for one more? Because this is probably going to be terrible.
I want German CCM. How do I go into the genre?
So then look, the arrows next
to it. Oh yeah, click the little arrows next to it.
And okay. Then just find one. Just so pick
I'm
going to
hit
one.
Scan.
Do you want to know what CCM stands for?
Yeah.
Sure.
Contemporary Christian music.
Yes.
Who would have thought?
Okay,
here we go. This is
no, and then you go, click the arrow again.
This is Exzit. come on, I want my contemporary Christian music.
Oh no.
Mate, Exzit is off.
If this doesn't work, this ruins the entire feature.
I mean, we could just have a preview of
something. Yeah, let's have a little preview.
Just leave this running. Oh. That's actually sick.
There we go.
Can we do another one?
Yeah, we can do. Let's go back to scan.
I love this.
Right, let's do the third one again.
So this is everynoise.com if anyone wants to do this at home.
So Hollywood.
Thursday night, someone's playing. One attack.
Don't stop getting closer.
Careful with the lyrics on this one. Careful. And we
laugh and sing. This is quite nice.
Taz...
Zadik?
Zadik?
Go back.
Sorry. Deep pop emo. So sorry. I'm 13 again. Deep Delta blues.
Are we just going to pick a random one or are we going to...
Next one. Classical organ. That's it. We're done. And we'll hit scan. We'll have a preview of one of these.
Yeah, so now just click on it again.
Frederick Homan. Nailed it.
There you go.
I don't feel satisfied by that. Can we do one more?
Fine, last one.
Okay, so let's Florino, if you want to pick a genre or pick a number, and we'll go to that genre.
Between 1 and 10.
Number 6.
Okay. So we'll go for the 6th genre. We'll play a preview from that song.
So deep Nortino.
Nortino, yeah.
Deep down tempo fusion.
Oh,
that's niche.
Oh, hello.
Oh, rockabilly.
So this is 3.
Mm-hmm. Neo rockabilly.
What was the difference between this and the last one?
This like
this
more
is newer.
Like punk Latin Christian.
Latin Christian.
Oh, God,
this
they
is
like
5.
The
Christian music's actually
right,
sick.
Right. So this next one.
This is
Judaica.
Judaica music.
What is that, right? Is that Judaism?
I think that might be Jewish religious music. We've had our Christian music.
Yeah, we're all about equality.
Music.
Let's have this. Some Alexander Olshinsky. Well, there we go. Now we know how to discover new music.
That's what I like to call a radio feature.
That was good, that. I like that a lot. Well done, Rudd. Good feature.
Thank you. Wandsworth Radio.
Do Joachim Kurud with Clouds.
Crack him.
You know what? That would be really good on. Be a really good soundtrack to some sort of travel vlog. If someone went to another country and made a short film with like time lapses and scenery.
What if they went to a country like Taiwan?
Yeah, I know. That's the sort of music that would sound really
good.
Who
would do something like that, Rob?
I wonder. I think I saw one actually with that exact track in it.
Oh, right. What was the name of the YouTube channel?
If you just search Rob Wong in YouTube, then there's a couple series of travel vlogs have just gone up. One of my time in Hong Kong, one of my time in Taiwan. Still 7 more episodes to come out, so make sure you subscribe. Is that subtle? Florina, have you seen any of them yet?
I've seen some of your videos.
Yeah.
I haven't seen your travel series yet.
It's my best series.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go and watch it when I'm home.
I saw the one where you got your mic cover.
Oh,
went
yeah.
into traffic.
Gold.
Also, I saw the one where you ate the Nando's hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a travel vlog.
No, that
but was... But your friend Anita, no. what a baby.
You nearly said a bad one there, didn't you? I know, right? He's such... yeah. But then, to be fair, he's a lemon and herb. So, like, it's a big step up for him, whereas I'm a hot.
He ate, like a table... Not...
Yeah, a tablespoon.
A tablespoon or of tea?
Like... No, table.
Wow.
Because they bought out this new Vusa sauce, which is
hotter than hot.
Meant to be, like, their hottest ever.
Is hot the hottest, or is there a very hot?
There's extra hot. And then in the table sauces, there's extra, extra hot, like the little black bottle. Vusa sauce is the next one up.
And was it just horrible?
It was ridiculous. Like, I felt ill for the whole day.
See,
not
like,
the whole
who
day,
would but... who would want that on their chicken?
I don't know.
Mad people like me. It's good, though. Go on my YouTube to watch it. Just search Rob Wong.
Tonight, Rob.
I will.
Okay, good.
Secret Supper, go.
Secret Supper, really quickly. I went to the asparagus. Rud bailed on me because he didn't want to go to the asparagus.
Dreadful.
Quote, full of peasants. It's a Wetherspoons chain, so it repels rich people like Rud. really quickly, venue was very nice, very homely, reminded me of the Midlands and being up north. 4 out of 5. Service, crap, 2 out of 5. Everyone was too young.
What a surprise.
Food, crap, ordered 5 bean... 5 bean chili with rice. Didn't have any tortilla chips. Didn't come out with tortilla chips. Yeah?
Tortilla.
I think you'll find it is.
Tortilla chips. And I asked them, where's my tortilla chips?
Oh my God.
And she said, oh, we ran out yesterday. I was like, what, you didn't tell me? You didn't offer me normal chips in place? Food, 1 out of 5.
Oh.
Value, I paid like £5.50 for a 5 bean chili with rice. Which is okay. Rip me off though, because no tortilla chips.
Just stop staying.
1 out of 5.
Please.
Poor service, poor food, okay venue. Would go back again.
You'd go back again?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd go back and I'd get my tortilla chips. Let's wrap up. Has it aged well as well? 33% of you came to listen to The Wanted. Glad you came. And 67% of you glad that you tuned out. So you're not listening now, so you don't know. Apparently, I'm the only one that feels as passionately as I do about that song.
I mean, just about anything. I don't think anyone's ever felt more passionate about anything than you do about that song.
I've never cared so much about anything in my life. But I really like that song. So thank you very much for listening this evening. Florina, it's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
I'm off next week. Bye.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm in Cornwall.
Oh, lovely.
In Cornwall with my dad.
Whereabouts?
Skeggy.
Skeggy?
Skegness.
It's not in Cornwall.
No, not Skegness, the other one.
Skegness
Plymouth.
Is in Scotland, isn't it?
Plymouth?
No, not Plymouth, the other one. Can't remember, I booked the ticket.
Penzance?
No.
Padstow?
Near Taunton.
Taunton's also not in Cornwall, I don't think.
No, Taunton's in Somerset.
Yeah.
But it's on, like...
the cusp.
So I'm going through Taunton, because I remember that's where I was born. And I was like, oh, my train's going through there. And then I can't remember where it goes to. Somewhere in Cornwall.
Okay, well, we'll find out in 2 weeks' time.
Is Cornwall a county?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was a city. So I'm,
welcome to the geography hour.
I'm going somewhere in the southwest, which will be a surprise for me. So it's going to be Rud doing the show.
Yeah, possibly solo, possibly with someone else, I don't know.
Should be good.
So enthusiastic.
Are you here the week after next, my next show?
If that's not the bank holiday, then yes.
Yes, because I'm also not here on the bank holiday. I'm going to Amsterdam.
You are?
For museums and culture and coffee.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And so that should be fun. But I will be back on the 22nd of May myself, but Rudd will be here next week. With the usual goodness. Jack and Will are up next with Nostalgia Night, so make sure you stay tuned for them. I'm going to leave you with New Kygo and Ellie Goulding. This is First Time. Good night, Wandsworth!